illumination, showing respect and interest starts with self and includes all the world. Illumination, showing respect and interest starts with self and includes all the world. We would all like to have respect and interest from other people. We would like to have other people look at us and say, my, they are nice, interesting people. They are fascinating people. They are fun people. We would like to have people look at us and say those things. And how do we go about getting that? How do we go about getting people to have an interest in us? Well, the best way to have people have an interest in us is for us to have an interest in them. What does it mean to have an interest in someone else? What does it mean to have an interest in someone else's world, in someone else's life, in someone else's attitude? What does it mean to do that? Does it mean that we have a pretended interest or that we have a real interest? It's easy to have a pretended interest in what's going on and pretend that we're interested in what other people do. But when our heart doesn't show respect and honor and interest, then it is very obvious that we are not really interested in what another person is doing. This is the problem. It shows that we are not really interested in ourselves. Are you interested in all of the things that you are doing? Are you interested? Do you have respect for all of the projects that you have in mind, in line for yourself? Are you one with all the things that are important to you? Are you delighted with all the things that you're thinking about at any time? Are you so excited in life that every single thing that you think about, every single thing that you allow to be in your vision, every single thing that you allow to be in your awareness, you have respect and interest for? And it is a real respect and interest. It's an honest-to-goodness respect and interest. It's not a pretend respect and interest. Now, we have the simple things of life like our health and our relationships. And let's start out with our health. We have our health. We live in this ideal body. This body that is so beautiful and so perfect and so wonderfully created, so wonderfully designed, so magically given forth to each of us, a special, unique body, absolutely perfect in every way. And if we live in a world that is a respectful world, we'll live in a world that says, I like my body. I like this body that I have, and be sincere about it. Or do we start out life, like so many people do, and say to ourselves, oh, my body isn't perfect. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I'm too short. Do children say that? Very seldom, if ever. Children don't judge their body. They don't judge themselves. They just take what they have and delight in it and live in it and are happy as kings. And because they're happy as kings and because they are living and enjoying every moment of their life, they have health. They have happiness. They have a body that functions in a beautiful way. They are sincere. They are interested honestly. They have respect for their body. And they don't call it respect, sincerity, and honesty, and that sort of thing. They don't call it that. They just have it. If you do something nice, and someone comes up to you and says, thank you, that was nice. And with a little bit of false humility, you say, oh, thank you. And you sort of tickle inside. Is this sincerity? Yes, it's sincerity, but it's a false sincerity. If we were to say, when someone said, we do something nice, and someone says to us, that was nice, and we just say, thank you. Sincerely, we can say, if we wish, I enjoyed doing that nice thing. I really delight in doing that nice thing. It's fun doing that nice thing. We might not say the word nice, but it's fun doing that thing. Now, for instance, a man comes home and says to his wife, hi, sweetheart, you're gorgeous. And she looks like the wreck of the Hesperus. She has just done all sorts of things and been a busy, busy day, and she hasn't had a chance to put herself in order. And she looks at him and says, are you crazy? Are you dense or something? Don't you see that I am not in order? And he, in all sincerity, he says, you know, sweetheart, I love you. And when I love you, as I do all the time, I see you always looking gorgeous, always looking beautiful. I have no idea of that other you that you're talking about, because I only know the you that I love, the you that I think is wonderful, the you that... Now, that's sincerity. That's the joy of his heart sparkling out to the joy of her heart. And as he lives his life that way truly, as he goes through every day of his life, coming home and greeting his partner, greeting his helpmate, greeting the delight of his life, greeting his pure love. That love will grow and grow and last and be just fabulous. Can we show respect and interest for others? It starts with ourselves. That husband likes himself. That's why he can see his wife that way. We don't see people in our world that we want. We don't see people in our world, I wish I could be like them, I want to be like them, they're so wonderful. That's insincere. Because if we see someone different than we are not really seeing them at all. We are only seeing ourselves, and we're not willing to admit that it is ourselves. When that husband kissed his wife and says, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, and she instantly bubbles all over and kisses him back, or doesn't even kiss him back, just bubbles all over. That's sincerity. That's integrity. That's interest and respect. But how can we do that? Showing respect and interest starts with self, and it includes all the world. No matter what we do or say or how we think or act, no matter where we go, if we will always be sincere, if we'll always be loving, first to ourselves. Little children don't think they're not nice people. Little children just like themselves. And then they like everybody in their world. And if they're angry with someone for some reason, they have a reason for it. The reason goes away, and they're back in love again, back having the best of friends. That's sincerity. That's real interest. And it starts with the individual, because they are able to live a life of harmony, peace, joy, and goodness, because they are harmony, peace, joy, and goodness. The man who loves his wife with a lovely kiss and the respect and honor will have love all of his life, because he will love everything in his life that way. You say, oh, he'll love every woman like his wife? Well, yes. Not the personal love that they have, but he will love every woman like his wife. He will see every woman beautiful. every man handsome, everyone in the world good and very good, because he is illumined, and he's showing respect and interest, which starts with himself and includes all the world. And how glorious that is, and how universal that is, and how that concerns you, and that concerns me, and that concerns everyone. And that's all that matters in this world, that we love ourselves 100%.